We have a special moment here to hear from Jani Halesto as she has made it through confirmation. Boy, confirmation has been an interesting time the last couple of years, as it's been just for school. We've done a lot of it online. So Jani's been connected online on those Sunday evenings. And this is an opportunity for her to share her faith, to talk about God's role in her life, especially in the last few months. So we're going to take some time and listen from her, and we'll have a prayer once you're done.
These past 2 years have been really hard on me. Our family was really blessed with our situation, with both of my parents mostly working, but for me mentally, COVID was terrible. Staying inside while everything closed around me was really hard. Gatherings not being allowed meant no church, no Bible study, and no youth group. It was just me and my Bible, which I never read. Midway through summer 2020, I stopped listening to church altogether. Worshiping in groups and fellowship is how I really connected with God, so without it, I was lost. My depression only got worse without any type of devotion. I was being unkind to others and myself. Feeling like I was changing as a person was really hard. I wish I could say it got better, but for another 9 months, I was in this dark hole. My grades got worse, and my motivation for everything I did was low. In February, I met some teens from Grace City, and they invited me to go to their youth group. I got really connected with the church there. They were always so inviting and genuinely cared about me, which made a big impact on my faith. The youth leaders there helped me become more confident in what I believed and made sure I felt like I always belonged. Summer came along and I felt so much better. I could see my friends and have lots of time for fellowship. One passage that really speaks out to me is Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This verse means a lot to me because it was a clear message that showed exactly what God had done for me in my own hard times.
Awesome. Thanks, Jani. And just appreciate the honesty right from the heart and to also see God working through your life and coming through in a very clear way. Jani, I have a passage too that I want to share with you in just some words too. The passage is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It says this, "The peace of God which surpasses all understanding will keep and guard your heart in Christ Jesus." Jani, one of the aspects about you that I love, and I think a lot of people would say this, is your smile. There it is. See, I knew if I just said smile, it would happen, automatic. And it will be important in your life for the relationships that you have to keep that smile because it's a blessing to so many others. So keep doing that. But what gets me excited about your smile is what I believe that lies deep with inside of you, in your heart. I know that behind that smile in your heart is God's presence. Know this, God will never leave or forsake you. His presence will reside in your heart. I know that also behind that smile in your heart is God's love for you. There is nothing that you could do that could take away that love. God will keep extending it to you in your life through his son, Jesus. So you mentioned that there's been some tough days, but there's probably going to be some tough days in the future too, as there are tough days for all of us in our future. And we want you to smile, okay? And what's going to happen here is you're not going to be able to fake it on some days, right? Sometimes you want to fake a smile and just get through the day. And what's going to happen is you can't just try harder to smile and just make it happen. What I want you to do is just pause on those tough days. Just pause and remember what's deep within you. Because what's deep within you is God's love and his presence. And when you realize that, I believe that'll bubble up. And then comes that smile, which I love so much. All right? God's blessings on you. Remember this verse. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Let's pray for Jani today, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. Boy, Lord, I thank you for the gift of Jani. First of all, for her life, the smile she has and the way she blesses so many with that smile and just who she is with her personality. Lord, guard her heart. Guard her heart. Protect it. That she would always know that your love and your presence will never leave. It's there. And may that bubble up and give her many, many days of laughter and smiles in her life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Jenny, hold on one second. Oh, man, this is a valuable item. It's a certificate, a confirmation certificate. It's worth millions of dollars. Actually, it really is. It's a simple statement of what we've talked about, and that is God's presence in your heart. And just look at that, and hopefully it's something to look at to give you pause to realize God's presence in your life. God's blessings. Let's give her congratulations.